Today on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about coupons. Would you like to save money, but are overwhelmed by coupons? Do you have that Bed Bath & Beyond coupon that you might use someday, but never get around to using it? What are options for couponing online and using apps? This month's bonus focuses on couponing as we continue our month tidying up 2017. Are you ready to clear your clutter and share your gifts with the world? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join me on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out as I teach you how to navigate the waters to declutter your life, get organized, and become more mindful. I'm an award-winning professional organizer, author, and certified life coach, and I destroy the box and examine clutter in all areas. Every episode, I'll give you take action steps that you can easily apply to your life. Come on, let's get started. Today's episode was inspired because I took a really interesting class on extreme couponing. They had lots of good information. I haven't implemented it because right now it's too much work for me. These ladies had a whole system. You have to get, I think it's 5 of the Sunday newspapers. And again, it's organized. It's awesome. Right now in my life, I don't have the time to dedicate to that. But I thought I'd go, and I was really happy with the class they did because this was about getting what you used and donating what you don't use. And for instance, getting coupons and getting pet food to donate to the shelter. Because sometimes I see people who have all this stuff. It expires. They just have these basements full of everything, not using it. And it takes a lot of time to do this. And to me, that stuff not being used, even if it's organized, is clutter because it's just up there taking space. It's not being used. It's a waste of time and money, even if you save money. And I'm inspired by my clients. How many of you listening have that Bed Bath & Beyond coupon? They're ubiquitous. I'm going to encourage you to tidy up your coupons. And if couponing is something you really want to do, because there are some rock stars out there and you can really save money, I encourage you to come up with a system for your coupons. Getting started. Like any organizing project, I'm going to encourage you to set time aside to do this. Write it down on your computer, on your calendar, make it a date to organize your coupons. Choose if you want to do paper or electronic or a hybrid. Keep this as simple as possible. The more complicated you make it, the less likely you will keep it up. You'll want to take time to separate out all your coupons in categories that make sense to you. We have this big old pile of coupons. It's understandable why we wouldn't use it. After you have organized your coupons by category, and again, you might have pantry items, produce, special meals such as Thanksgiving. After you've separated out all your coupons, purge all the expired coupons, and be honest, the coupons that you're never going to use. Really ask yourself if you're going to use it right now or soon, meaning within a week or two. You know Macy's is always going to have a coupon, or Bed Bath & Beyond will be coming out with another coupon. So let it go if you're not going to use it immediately. Really discern when you are going through coupons. If you aren't a health food person, don't buy the natural peanut butter. Let that coupon go. Once you're left with paper coupons, now is the time to pick a method to organize them. Here are the main ways people who are awesome at this seem to do it. Create a binder. Within your binder, you're going to have all your categories. It's easy to see what you have. Although I have to admit, I wouldn't have the patience to put coupons in the sleeves. That would drive me nuts. You can put the entire insert in a folder. This is what the coupon ladies I saw did. Now, they have a whole system down pat. More time is spent in the beginning, and you have to devote time each week, and they have a coupon database set up that you can search and know what flyer you need. So they just say organized by flyer, then you look at their database and you can pull out what you need. Or again, if you're not going to use that, you have it in the folder and then you go to the store and you just flip through the coupons instead of spending the time cutting them, and then you just cut what you need. You can use a coupon box, or I'm a huge fan of the accordion folder. That's how I organize my taxes. And that's something that's easy to sift through. Yeah, it might take you a few seconds, but if you got them categorized, to me, that's a lot less time and a lot easier than stuffing in and out of plastic sleeves. Like filing, do how it makes sense to you when naming your categories. You could arrange alphabetically, especially if you shop at different stores. This would be a good option. If you only shop at one store for groceries, you could do them in the order you shop the store. If you know how your store is set up and you have a certain system when you go to the store that you follow every time, set it up that way. After you've picked your method to organize, where will you keep the coupons? Decide on one home and always return your coupon binders there. Do you keep saying you'll get organized someday, but someday never comes? Are you overwhelmed, anxious, and exhausted by your clutter? Would you like to save time and money while reducing your stress? Are you ready to be organized and decluttered in 2018? Our Get Organized 2018 Facebook Mastermind community can support you. Begins January 11th with special pricing. Find out more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com under Life Organization Masterminds. Come on, join us.